Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Sanjay Touré, another episode of Office Evolution Radio, and it's going to be a fun one because it deals with my favorite subject, food.
Oh yeah, mine too.
So we're going to kick off the episode with Tiffany Francis. She is the field sales manager with one of my favorite restaurants in Atlanta, Georgia, Corner Bakery Cafe. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are doing well. Tiffany, don't be afraid of that mic. Lean in there.
Okay.
tell us about Corner Bakery for the one person out there who isn't familiar with this restaurant.
So we are a fast casual restaurant, which means that you can come in and get a quick, wholesome meal for those people who are on the go. In the morning times for, you know, get a quick breakfast, great food on the menu as well.
Right. So it's breakfast and lunch. Does it go to dinner too?
It does go to dinner.
So
yes.
It's all day long. You can go
all
in there.
All day. Yes.
So now how long have you been with Corner Bakery?
I've been with Corner Bakery for almost 11 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Was that before they went national? Were you there at the beginning?
I've been there. It wasn't before they gone national. I started out in D.C. Mm-hmm. Probably about 10 years ago in their catering department.
And then how'd you get to Atlanta?
I just wanted to move. Just something different for me.
Uh-huh. So now what's your job as the field sales manager?
So I pretty much do what I'm doing today. Just go out and talk about Corner Bakery, bring in those new clients, corporate clients to come into the bakery. Some of people don't know about us. So
now when you're educating people about Corner Bakery, do you find that they've been there before or do you have to sometimes...
Some people, yes, they have, but a lot of people don't really know about us. So it's kind of, you know, talking to them, letting them know that, you know, our food is really good. The presentation is, you know, very nice and well put together. So kind of getting them in the door.
Now, what's the most rewarding part of your job?
I get to meet new people all the time.
And this Corner Bakery, how many locations do they have about?
So we have 7 locations in the Atlanta area, 4 on the north side of Atlanta, or 3 on the north side of Atlanta, and then 4 in the metro Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. And then we have stores all over the North America.
So you're dealing primarily with the metro Atlanta area?
Yes, I am.
So are you looking to grow to have more?
Not that I know of at this time. It comes, you know, from a corporate level. So if they see that, you know, the market is growing, mm-hmm. And we want to add stores in certain areas, they'll make that decision.
And how often do you change the menu and update it with new? Is it seasonal?
So yeah, we do do seasonal menus. So right now we are we have this fresh, vibrant, inspired flavored menu. So we are introducing like the shrimp scampi for the season that's coming up. Something light, mm-hmm. and fresh. We also have the shrimp Caesar salad, which is one of my favorites. And then probably in the fall they will bring something a little bit more hearty. On the menu.
But they always have salads and soups.
Yes.
Right?
Always.
That's year-round.
Yes,
which is
it's year-round. It's sometimes we add, like, one of the soups that people love is our chicken orzo soup. And they would bring it, and they would take it off the menu, and people, you know, have just been sending emails and to a corporate, like, we really love this soup, and I think they brought it back. It does really well on the menu, mm-hmm. so that's a great soup.
So I'm looking at the menu that you brought right now, and the shrimp scampi looks amazing.
Yes.
But when I saw the name of the company, Corner Cafe Bakery.
Corner Bakery Cafe.
Yeah, I thought that it was all, like, you know.
And I think that's what kind of throws of, like, people off when I talk to people, and they're like, oh, where are you from? You're a baker? Or you work
right.
in a bakery?
Right.
And so I have to explain to them, like, we're a full cafe, you know, cafe. You come in, and you can sit down. And it's just amazing. People come in there and have business meetings and for dinner as well and in the evening times.
But you are a bakery. The bakery stuff's good too.
Yes, of course. Yes, our sweets are very good as well.
Right. There's a whole line of desserts and breads because you can go in there and just get that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So if you just want a loaf of bread, people can come in there and
that's
get a loaf of bread.
That's what I wanted to hear about the bakery and the cakes and the cupcakes and the sweets.
Yes, yes. One of the wonderful things that we have on our menu is the cinnamon cream cake. Mm-hmm. People love those. Mm-hmm. And our sweet crisps. We get people come from all over and even call us to even have those shipped to them.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So now you do catering as well?
Yes, we do catering. And one of the things that I love about our catering is we are fast, last-minute catering. So you can call us the same day. And as long as we can fit it within your schedule or we can just kind of modify it and work with you to get it to you, but we will never tell a guest, no, we can't do that for you.
And now when you say catering, is it like if I have an office function, if I wanted to cater lunch for people, you could do that?
So any type. So office function, social catering.
Like a party?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Anything. I've done
What's the biggest of catering you've done? What's your personal best?
The largest event I did was they had like a coal mining conference in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to do about 2,500 lunch boxes.
Wow.
So
what did that look like in the back of the store?
Man, we had lunch boxes everywhere. But I mean, we stayed and we worked throughout the night. I had a great staff. So we worked throughout the night. And
you delivered the lunch boxes?
Well, for them, they wanted to
pick it up
because they had different different groups. So mm-hmm. We just separated all of the different types of lunch boxes in boxes, and they came and picked up their own.
So now for you, it doesn't matter the size of the catering. So it could be 10 people or mm-hmm. it could be 2,000 people.
Yep. Yeah, we'll do it. It doesn't matter.
Now, if you walk into a corner bakery, just for the people who don't know, it smells like a bakery,
yes.
right? And
yes.
it smell, and you have all the foods there. You can get it to go.
Yes.
Do you participate in the delivery services as well?
So for catering, we deliver our food. For the retail side, we have DoorDash, Grubhub, mm-hmm. and some of our cafes are adding on Ritual. So that gets our retail menu out to those people who aren't able to make it out into the cafe.
Right. So you serve people who want it delivered. They can come in the restaurant.
Yes.
You can get it to go. You can
yes.
pick it up there as well.
Yes. I mean, you can also call ahead if you're, in a rush. Call ahead.
And it'll be ready for you.
It will be ready for you when you get there.
And the menu changes. You mentioned the food changes. Did any of the bakery items change too seasonally, or is that pretty much stay the same?
It pretty much stays the same. I mean, right now we added on the cake bites, which is really nice. It's also in our vibrant menu here. So those things, we will maybe add something to our menu, but we never really change because those are our signature.
Yeah.
Items on our menu,
right.
So we pretty much try to keep the bakery items the same, add stuff every now and then.
What do you think is the most called for bakery item?
I think it is the cinnamon cream cake or the sweet crisp.
Mm.
Yeah, people tend to love those. It's the cream cake goes very well around Christmas time.
Oh, okay.
People come in and buy those in bulk. We have people who want to give gifts out to their guests and stuff, so they'll order bulk of cream cakes from us.
Now, in the morning, you have breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, is there stuff like oatmeal? Is there healthy choices?
Yes, we do have healthy choices. So we have our steel-cut oatmeal, which is just plain oatmeal. You just add your toppings to it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites is the Swiss oatmeal. So it's a cold oatmeal.
It's served
yogurt.
Cold?
Served cold.
Wow, I've never had that.
Yeah, it's really good. You should try it. It has apples and bananas and cranberries in it.
Is it like a smoothie or is it
no.
you eat it with a spoon?
You eat it with a spoon. So, I mean, it's really, really good.
Yeah. So you think oatmeal warm, so that's a little different.
Right. So even when I first started with Corner Bakery, because we had it, since then, but I used to think a cold oatmeal, right. And then I tried it, and it was like one of my favorite things on the menu at that time.
And then, are there kind of like those egg sandwiches and
the egg paninis? Yes. So we have a bacon option, and then a chicken apple sausage, which is really good for people who don't like bacon.
And then, what's that served on?
Our sourdough bread, just buttered and pressed on a panini grill.
Right. And that's where a lot of your sandwiches are, on the panini grill.
Yes,
right?
Yes. For all of our paninis, and then we have cold sandwiches that are on our harvest bread. We have a baguette as well that we have in the cafe.
So now here in Dunwoody, you're just down the street on Ashford Dunwoody.
Yes.
And where the locations? I know you mentioned there's seven other ones, but they're spread around. I know in Buckhead there's one. Mm-hmm. Off of Piedmont, I think.
It's on Peachtree Road. And then right. We have one on Peachtree Street downtown in the mm-hmm. Southern Building. Then there's one in Lenox Mall right across the street from the Buckhead location. We have one in Peachtree Corners, mm-hmm. In Cumberland off of Cobb Parkway.
So you're spread out all over the city.
Yeah, so we are all over. And then Alpharetta, our North Point, like right in front of the mall.
And if somebody wanted to go, can they go? Is there a website for you guys too?
Yes, we do have a website, www.cornerbakerycafe.com.
And then you can find any location anywhere in the country there, probably, right?
Yes, it has all of our locations.
And then if you wanted a delivery from one of them, you can go to the delivery services, and Corner Bakery would pop up as one of the choices?
Yes, if you go on Grubhub or DoorDash, Corner Bakery should pop up on there, or you can go on the Corner Bakery site, and it should have the link to the delivery sites.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
All right, thank
you. Now
you
made me hungry.
I was literally just about to say that I'm hungry now.
Well, hang with us. We got another guest.
All right.
All right. Next up on Office Evolution Radio, we got Benita White with Benita White and Associates. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What food did you want to talk about?
Wow, I was just wondering if she bought samples.
Question of the day.
So, Benita, tell us about what you're up to. How are you serving folks?
Well, what I have going on, I own a financial literacy franchise. Mm-hmm. And what we do, we provide a platform for people to improve their credit and finances so that they can build wealth and leave a legacy for future generations.
Do you find most people don't do that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Well, I'm a former educator. I used to teach high school science.
Okay.
And one thing that I do know is, through no fault of our own, financial literacy is not taught in schools. I remember going to college my freshman year, coming to Atlanta. I'm from Baltimore, by the way. And my mother, we went to a bank. We opened a banking account, a checking account.
Right.
I got a 2-day boot camp on how to write checks.
All right.
And then she was on the plane back to Baltimore. So it's something that really is not taught. And we learn by making financial mistakes.
And you're trying to help people not make those mistakes?
Correct.
So now let's talk about just some basics of this financial literacy. Like, what is a credit score? I know that people say that's very important.
It is.
And I want to have a high one.
Absolutely important. A credit score is a number that is derived. You have three credit agencies, and it is derived. There are five factors that influence your credit score. The first is your payment history. That's 35%. Paying your bills on time. You might have a late payment if you have something due on the first, let's say your mortgage, you pay it after the 15th. You might have a late charge, but any time that you pay a bill more than 30 days late and it hits the credit bureau, that can drop your score as much as 50 points.
So and you 50 want, points is yes, a lot.
It, or more.
Right.
So you want to move heaven and earth and never
be
pay
late.
Later than 30 days.
Right.
That's 35% of your score. The next determining factor is your credit utilization, and that's something people don't know about. When you have a credit card, let's say you have a $6,000 credit limit,
right.
The you only want to owe about 33%. So I tell people, whatever your credit limit is, divide it by three. Mm-hmm. You never want to owe more than that. When you owe more, when you have maxed out credit cards, that will also drop your score. So those are the main
If you have like five credit cards and they're all 6,000, so that's 30,000 in possible. Right.
Correct.
You don't want to be at 25,000 amongst all that.
Correct. You want to divide that by three between the three of them, $10,000, and you really want to be under that.
And that's something that people probably don't realize, right?
They don't. They think if they pay that minimum payment, or I pay my credit card bill on time, yes, you are paying it on time, but 30% of your credit score deals with how you manage the credit that's extended to you.
And that could lower your score, right?
Oh, most definitely. When you have maxed out credit cards, it will lower your score.
And then what's the third thing?
The third factor is the length of time.
What is length of time?
The length of time that you had the credit.
Oh.
That's why you never want to close out a card that you've had for a long time. I tell people, never close it out. Just charge it periodically and pay it off. But you never want to close out. The longer that you've had credit,
the better.
The better it is.
As long as you don't overdo it.
Overdo it. Correct. Really, credit is for emergencies. That's what I tell people. Mm-hmm. Pay do your monthly things with your debit card, but your credit cards, really, I don't keep mine in my wallet. I keep them at home for emergencies.
So when you're not tempted.
Right. When your transmission goes out happens. Right. Now you have a card that you can rely on. But a lot of people, unfortunately, live their lives via their credit cards. They depend on them to get them by, and that's not a good thing. The next factor, what did I say? Length of credit.
We covered all three. It's the length of credit.
It's five factors.
Oh, I thought there were three.
No, five.
Five.
Right. You have to have a good mix. A good mix. You have revolving debt, and then you have a revolving and installment. Installment would be like a car loan, a house note. That's an installment. It's the same amount in revolving debt. The last is inquiries. Okay, when you go out here and apply for a bunch of credit and they're hitting your
So you shouldn't do like five at a time.
No, because two or three or maybe four don't really hurt, but any more than that, they tell a story of their own. It looks like you're desperate for credit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are the five factors that influence your credit score. Your credit score determines so much in your life. You cannot ignore it. More than 43 million people in this country have a credit score of 599 or less. So a perfect credit score is an 850. Okay, you talk about people having good credit, it's over 700, usually 720 and above. 750 and above is excellent credit. When you're talking about maybe 680 to 700, that's fair credit. Anything below that is really not.
What's the highest credit score?
850.
You've seen somebody with an 850?
820. I've seen people.
That's the highest you've seen?
Yes.
820?
820.
What's the lowest?
Oh, you don't want to know. I just.
Don't name their names.
Well, no. I just signed up a lady with my company. She wanted the credit restoration. It was in the 400s.
400?
Yes.
So to get that person up higher, what are some of the things you're going to do to help?
Well, it's only three ways that you can improve your credit score. If you have negative items, the first thing is get negative items deleted.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that. That's part of
what
I do.
So what's a negative item is?
Like, a late payment, a bankruptcy, a judgment.
But how do I get them eliminated?
We'll talk about that. The second way to improve your credit is to add positive trade lines. You can add positive credit. And there's a couple ways that you can do that. And the third way, like I said, pay down debt. Let's say if you don't have any negative credit, but your credit score is still low and you have trade lines, then that means you need to pay down debt.
Mm-hmm.
As far as getting items deleted, Congress enacted a law. It's called the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and that was to protect consumers. A lot of times, well, let me tell you this. Let's say I'm using you for example. Let's say you had a credit card and you didn't pay the credit card. Okay. After so long, after the bank will try to come after you or get you to pay, they do something they call a charge-off. What a charge-off means is they have charged it off. They have written that bad debt off and claimed it as a loss on their income taxes. So basically, they kind of got paid because they leveraged their taxes.
Right.
The second thing
so
they'll
do.
Does
that mean I don't owe the money anymore?
Well, you still owe the money, but the second thing they do, they turn around, they'll sell it to a collection agency for pennies on a dollar. So basically, they've gotten paid twice. Some creditors even have insurance. Back during the housing debacle, right, a lot of those lenders had insurance on those bad loans they were writing. So they got paid by the insurance company. Right. So they potentially got paid three, maybe two times. Mm-hmm. When they sell your credit file to that collection agency, they might not have everything might not be accurate. It has to be 100% accurate. If your middle name is wrong, if your name is spelled wrong, if anything on that file, the last date of payment, anything is inaccurate, it must be removed. The credit bureau is they are billion-dollar corporations. You have Equifax, those are the major, Experian and TransUnion. They do not make money checking the accuracy of what is reported. They make money selling your credit to potential creditors, and also the insurance companies, the banks, whoever, the car dealers, whoever is extending you credit, they have to pay in order to run your credit. So that's how they make their mm-hmm. money. So the Fair Credit Reporting Act says if it's not 100% accurate, it must be removed.
So now you mentioned that part of your work is kind of helping the people go through all those steps to help them
I purchase a franchise. The parent company does it.
Oh, they do that?
Yes.
You just find the people?
Correct. Wow. It's a whole program. We lead with credit restoration, but we offer 12 other services in addition to the credit restoration. Mm-hmm. So, they do all the work. I act as a coach and I ask questions. The company has been around for 14 years. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and they guarantee their results.
Wow.
Yes.
So now you can really help a person. Like how quickly can you turn it around for a person?
And you can't make any guarantees when it comes to credit repair. What I do tell my clients, most of my clients get great results in 4 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have bankruptcies, judgments, or liens, it can take a little longer. But we do offer other services because we don't want people to get their credit restored and maintain their bad habits.
Right.
They're
just calling you back.
Right. They're right back where they started. So what we also offer is a positive credit builder. It's an educational piece, educating mm-hmm. people on what it takes. Good habits. We have a smart credit, a credit monitoring system where they can monitor their credit at all times. We also have a credit attorney. Sometimes you got creditors calling you, harassing you, or whatever. We do have an attorney on staff
that'll get them off your back a little bit.
We have a debt elimination software where they can put their debts in with the interest rates, and it will calculate and tell them which ones to pay off first to save money. Mm-hmm. We offer a budgeting tool. When people can't pay their bills, it's one of two things. Either they're not making enough money or they're not budgeting their money correctly. Right. So we do offer budgeting. We offer identity monitoring. Once you get your credit to where you want, then you have to protect your good name.
Right, because if somebody steals your identity, that could screw up your credit too,
right? And we have that monitoring. I had got a new phone, and within minutes, I got a text alert saying, did you just go to XYZ company to get a phone? And I could type press yes, and it was done. But it was good to know that I get alerts. Mm-hmm. The most important thing, well, one of the most important things that we offer, a lot of people come to us for credit restoration. They just want to get their credit fixed. We offer a will, a trust, a medical and financial power of attorney. Wow. And a lot of people don't realize how important that is, especially if they have minor children. It's imperative that your wishes are known.
Right, because that's a situation. If you don't have that, then guess what? The state has that.
Right.
And then it's out of your hands, some of that stuff.
It is.
That could be devastating.
If you have minor children and something happens and the families are at odds on who's going to keep these kids, until the judge can really do his due diligence and decide, they put those kids in foster care.
Right.
So that is very, very important. The last thing, we also have a net worth calculator, a savings tool. The last thing that we offer is YFL. It's called Youth Financial Literacy. We actually go in the middle schools to the high schools and teach financial literacy.
That's so important.
To the next generation. And I'm proud to announce at our convention, we just had our convention in Las Vegas, we gave out over $350,000 to high school seniors and college freshmen to help them with their college endeavors.
That's amazing.
It must be so rewarding.
It is. It really is.
Because you're really making a difference. And especially if you see those young people get into good habits when they're young, going to save them a lot of heartache
down
later on.
Yes, it will.
It's really a shame that more people aren't educated about some of the basic things, right?
Either you get it at home. It's not taught in school.
Right.
And if you don't learn it at home,
where are you going to learn it?
Where are you going to learn it? By trial and error, unfortunately.
Now, and this is a situation that some people might try to do some of this by themselves, right? Where it's not that simple.
Well, you have to be diligent. Mm-hmm. I tell people you can do this yourself, but you also can represent yourself in court.
Right.
You can do your own oil change. It's a lot of things that you can do yourself, but it's best to me to hire a professional that's going to be diligent. People are working. They got kids.
Right.
They got a lot
going on. And they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
You know, they don't know what's out there, what their rights are, what things that... They can make mistakes.
Yes, they can. And make it worse.
Right.
Yes.
So it's good sometimes to hire a professional that already knows. This is all you think about 24/7, yeah?
And you have so many resources to offer these people. How do you go about finding your clients?
Well, fortunately, my target market is already established.
Okay.
I get referrals mostly from realtors and mortgage professionals, because before you can purchase a home, you must be credit worthy.
Right.
So that is the main source of my referrals. Of course, happy clients who have family members who need help. I do financial empowerment workshops at churches and different things. And then my company, we do overviews, free overviews that people can come out and learn about credit.
So for you, do you have any success story you can share of maybe somebody who had bad credit that you helped them maybe get a house or help them get their
Yes, well,
their
a bunch
together?
Of success stories, but it was one
young
lady.
I mean, don't name their name.
Okay, but when I first got started, she was an airline employee, and I don't know how she found me. I think it was a social media post. I do a lot of advertising on social media. And she came to me, and we met, and she signed up. She did not have any trade lines. So our company also offers something where it's a product where they can use their good paying rental history.
Mm-hmm.
So she had been renting for a couple of years. We can go back up to 2 years. So with the rental product, we also offer a secure credit card for people that cannot get a traditional credit card. A secure credit card is where they actually put down the money themselves. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have the money. Well, how are you paying your bills? A lot of people are paying with the debit card.
Right.
That's fine, but a debit card isn't building your credit.
Right.
So what I suggested that she do, take her bill money, put it on this secure credit card, pay your bills with the secure
credit. Just like
credit
you normally
card.
Do.
And then when you get paid, pay it off.
Right.
So now you're building your credit because this particular credit card reports to all three credit bureaus. Mm. She built her credit just by paying her monthly bills.
Just like she normally would anyway.
So she already had a good job with a good income. She needed to improve her credit. And with the combination of the credit restoration plus the rental product and the secured credit card, she was able to purchase a home, and she's very happy.
Good stuff. Well, if somebody wanted to learn more and have a more detailed conversation with you, where can they find you?
Well, they can go to my site.
Okay, what's your website?
I have a couple sites, so
all right, go
they
ahead.
All have the same names. www.770creditscore.info to take a look at all of the services we offer. www.770.net. And the next one is www.770.com. So those are the ways that you can reach out to me. I'm a real person.
And then at BonitaWhite.com too, right?
Yes, BonitaWhite.com.
That's just your name.
Yes,
we'll find you as well.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. So I give out a lot of value. I'm on Facebook, my fan page, Facebook.com at Lady Wealth Pro. And on Instagram, I'm Bonita770 Credit Score.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right. Well, that's a wrap, Ms. Sanjay. This is Lee Cantor for Sanjay Touré. We will see you all next time on Office Evolution Radio.